Nation This Hour, I'm James Sears. Escaped Pennsylvania murderer Daniello Cavalcante has been on the run for 7 days now. Residents who live near the prison are locking up their homes and vehicles. Some say they wish they'd been informed about the escapee sooner.
If you remember, Thursday was beautiful. It was 70 degrees out. My windows were open. My doors are unlocked. My garage doors are open. I'm doing yard work. And he could have been in my development for hours before I was even alerted.
As the search continues, law enforcement's also broadcasting a recorded message from Cavalcante's mother urging him to surrender. The former chairman of the Proud Boys, Enrique Tarrio, will spend 22 years behind bars. It's the longest sentence handed down related to the 2021 U.S. Capitol riot. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Kyiv on an unannounced visit hours after Russia launched its first missile attack in a week against the Ukrainian capital. Blinken's trip Wednesday aimed to assess Ukraine's three-month-old counteroffensive and signal continued U.S. support for Kyiv's efforts to drive out the Kremlin's forces after 19 months of war. The senators are back from their extended summer break and now face questions about how they'll keep the federal government running beyond the end of the month. News Nation's Jesse Tunur reports.
Senate Republicans appear more interested in avoiding a government shutdown than their colleagues in the House, which returns from recess next week. As they debate a budget, some House Republicans still want to include measures to secure the southern border and a Pentagon abortion policy and block the Justice Department from prosecuting former President Donald Trump. But the White House is urging lawmakers to be realistic.
To ensure there are no disruptions to impact programs the American people rely on.
The UN Weather Agency says Earth endured its hottest northern hemisphere summer ever measured, with August being the second hottest month ever, behind only this past July. Lawyers representing victims of the Lahaina wildfires in Maui now allege a cable company was partly responsible for the disaster. Attorneys say cables attached to power poles had too much tension, causing some to overload and lean and break during fierce winds last month. And cases of the respiratory illness RSV are on the rise among young children in the southeast. It'll likely spread to the north and west over the next couple months. A new antibody treatment for RSV won't be available until October. Find News Nation on your cable or satellite provider and stay up to date around the clock at NewsNationNow.com and on the News Nation Now app. I'm James Sears.